Mr. Dufresne, describe the confrontation you had with your wife the night that she was murdered.
It was very bitter. She said she was glad I knew, that she hated all the sneaking around. And she said she wanted a divorce in Reno.
What was your response?
I told her I would not grant one.
I'll see you in hell before I see you in Reno. Those were the words you used, Mr. Dufresne, according to the testimony of your neighbors.
If they say so. I really don't remember. I was upset.
What happened after you argued with your wife?
She packed a bag. She packed a bag to go and stay with Mr. Quentin.
Glenn Quentin. Golf pro at the Snowden Hills Country Club. The man you had recently discovered was your wife's lover. Did you follow her?
Went to a few bars first. Later, I drove to his house to confront them. They weren't home, so I parked in the turnout and waited.
With what intention?
I'm not sure. I was confused, drunk. I think mostly I wanted to scare them.
When they arrived, you went up to the house and murdered them.
No, I was sobering up. I got back in the car and I drove home to sleep it off. Along the way, I stopped and I threw my gun into the Royal River. I feel I've been very clear on this point.
Well, where I get hazy is where the cleaning woman shows up the following morning and finds your wife in bed with her lover riddled with 38 caliber bullets. Now, does that strike you as a fantastic coincidence, Mr. Dufresne, or is it just me?
Yes, it does.
Yet you still maintain that you threw your gun into the river before the murders took place. That's very convenient.
It's the truth.
The police dragged that river for 3 days and nary a gun was found. So there could be no comparison made between your gun and the bullets taken from the blood-stained corpses of the victims. And that also is very convenient, isn't it, Mr. Dufresne?
Since I am innocent of this crime, sir, I find it decidedly inconvenient that the gun was never found.
By the power vested in me by the state of Maine, I hereby order you to serve 2 life sentences back to back, 1 for each of your victims. So be it.